Joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Cerritos Church.
愿神的平安喜乐与各位同在。
I thank God that I have this opportunity to come here this Sabbath morning to worship with the Cerritos Church.
感谢神在这圣安息日早上能够与大家一起来遵循安息日。
Currently, I reside in New York.
我现在住牧在纽约。
And this past couple of weeks, we've had some.Church seminars here in Southern California.
在过去几个礼拜当中，有在南加州有讲习会。
And I've been assigned to help assist with those seminars, so that's why I am in the area.
我接受差派来在这里做圣工，所以就来到南加州。
But it's always a pleasure to return to Cerritos Church.
但是能回到喜悦都教会总是非常的令我高兴。
Actually, this time I was wondering if I would be coming to Cerritos.
这一次来到南加州的时候，我心里就在想，我能不能有机会能来到喜悦都教会。
Thank God for the opportunity.
我非常感谢神能有这个机会。
And even this afternoon, I have to go back to Irvine to lead service, so it will be a very short visit, but it's very nice to see.Familiar faces and some new faces too.
虽然中午以后我就要回到俄湾教会去领会，可是短短的这个访问也让我非常高兴。
This morning I'd like to share the topic a psalm for parents.
今天我要分享一个题目是给父母的诗篇。
Maybe some of you have heard last December, I became a father.
可能有大部分人知道去年的冬天的十二月份我成为一个父亲。
And then this past April, we also baptized her in the name of the Lord.
在今年的四月份我们也给这个小孩施洗。
And so, so far in these past 8 months, it has been a very wonderful experience.
在过去的八个月对我来说是非常美妙的经历。
And so one thing that I noticed was that now when I read certain Bible passages, there's this added dimension that, that I have now that, to look at that passage.
那有一件事我注意作为父母的经历之后，我在读圣经就会增加了一层体验。
And so I would like to share one such passage, one such psalm with you this morning.
我今天就要和大家分享这样的经文。
This is a psalm for us who are parents.
这个诗篇是给父母的。
Let's turn to Psalm 127.
我们来看127篇，诗篇127篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇。
Psalm 127, let's read verse 1.
第一节。诗篇127篇第一节。
Psalm 127, verse 1.
诗篇127篇第一节。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Please read.
第一节，若不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是神看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Psalm 127 verse 1 is a fairly famous verse.
诗篇127篇第一节是一个相当熟悉的经文。
I think many of us have heard it before. It's often quoted.
大家可能经常听到，也经常被引用。
And it's a reminder of our human limitations.
这个是对我们作为人的局限的一个提醒。
We can spend a lot of effort and time building something, building a house, trying to protect it, guarding it, but without God's abidance, it's all in vain.
我们可能花很多时间建造房子，看守这个房子，可是没有神的同在。这些都是枉然。
So indeed, humans, our ability, we are very limited. We need to trust in God.
的确的，人力是非常有限的，我们要信靠神。
And so verse 1 is often a verse that we apply to church ministries.
在这里 经常这个经文是用来来作为描写教会的这个功能。
So, usually when we think of verse 1, we think about this house, building this house referring to the church.
当我们来看第一节中的房屋的时候，我们就来大家就把它引用成教会。
Right? Or watching over the city also like the church, God protecting the church.
第一节的下半部分的城池也可以看成是教会。
So truly this is a reminder that we need to keep, it's something that we need to keep in mind. We always need to trust in God, whatever we do for the church.
所以我们要做经常提醒自己，我们不论做什么，为这个教会做什么。
Starting from its literal meaning, even building like a chapel.
我们可以从字面上看，比如说我们来建造一个会堂。
Currently, in the church in New York that I take care of, Flushing Church, we're renovating a newly purchased property.
目前在纽约教会的法拉盛教会，正在装修这个会堂。
Right, and it's been a very long process.
这个过程很长。
And then there's been some unexpected issues and then some delays, many delays too. Right?
其中出现了一些事情，然后出现了一些延迟。
Right. And so again, this is a reminder of our human limitations and that we really need to trust God to help things like this to proceed smoothly.
在这里也提醒我们人的无力和局限。来提醒我们要信靠神。
And I think Cerritos also is planning to renovate their chapel too.
我了解喜悦都教会也要来重建这个教堂。
So it's also something we need to put into prayer to trust in the Lord to build this house.
我们也要把这事放在我们祷告当中来求神带领。
Often we also use this verse in a spiritual way, right? So this building the house also can refer to evangelical work.
或者我们也可以从灵性上看，建造房屋就像是宣道。
Right, God adding pieces to this church, more and more people coming to a congregation to build up the house.
神建造这个房屋，就让更多的人参加这个教会。
And then guarding a city, we can also interpret as pastoral work.
看守城池可以看成是牧养。
That now we already have.A congregation that we have this holy city of God, we need to be mindful of protecting everyone, make sure that we're safe from any attacks.
我们现在有这些会众，有这些信徒，那么我们就要用心去保护他们，让他们不要免受敌人的攻击。
So in any of these type of holy works, these church ministries, we know we are also very very limited.
所以在做教会的这些圣工的时候，我们也发现我们的能力有限。
But we still have to do our part to build the city and stay watchful.
但是我们也要尽我们的本分来建造房屋，来看守城池。
And the portion that's not in our control, we then have to trust in God's hands.
对于我们不能够控制的部分，我们要信靠神。
Right, so this is a concept that we also see in the New Testament.
在这个概念我们也可以在新约当中看到。
One time Paul was writing to the Corinthian church and he was saying that who then is Paul and who then is Apollos?
在保罗在哥林多的书信当中他说保罗算什么阿波罗算什么。
I planted, Apollos watered, but it was God who gave the growth.
我播种亚波罗浇水但是是神让它成长。
So this concept is very similar to Psalm 127 verse 1.
这个理念和诗篇127篇第一篇非常相似。
We need to do our part in evangelism, need to do our part in pastoring and taking care of the members, but it's really God who gives us the results.
我们在宣道在牧养要尽我们的本分，可是是神让他能够成长。
So this verse taken by itself, it doesn't seem like it has to do, really has much to do with parenting.
这个经文从表面上看，好像和 父母无关。
And typically the way we use this verse also just stops at verse 1.
当我们很多人引用这个诗篇的时候就在第一篇
But,
在第一节。
Let us continue reading the rest of the song.
但是我们又来看这一个诗篇的其他部分。
Let's look at Psalm 127 now and then go to verse 2.
我们来看127篇第二节。
Psalm 127 verse 2.
127篇第二节。
It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Verse 3.
第二节，你们清晨早起，夜间安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有神所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
Verse 3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
第三节，儿女是神所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所赐的赏赐。
Verse 4. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
少年时所生的儿女好像勇士手中的剑。
Verse 5. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed.But shall speak with their enemies in the gate.
第五节，箭袋充满的人变为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
So now after we read the rest of this psalm, that we see that actually this psalm, it goes into a different direction.
当我们来看这个诗篇的其他部分的时候，我们发现这个诗的意思。走到另一个意思。
Especially when we read verses 3 through 5.
特别我们读第三节到第五节的时候。
When it's talking about the children that God has given to us.
这里来提到儿女是神所赐的。
It actually makes us look back at verses 1 and verses 2 and realize, actually, this also has everything to do with being a parent or raising a family.
然后我们回想到第一节、第二节的时候，我们在思想就了解这个意思和生儿育女有非常大的关系。
So we can reread it with that type of mindset as well.
所以我们可以重回第一节、第二节，然后重新思想，用这样的心态来思想。
So, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it.
若不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
This can be, just more fundamentally speaking, talking about everyone's family.
在这里更基本的是在提每个人的家庭。
The house refers to a family.
这里的房屋指的是家。
A city, that city that's mentioned also can refer to each and every one of our families.
这里的城池也可以看成每个人的家。
And I think it is our desire that the Lord canAlso build up and watch over our families.
我们也可以理解神建造了我们的家庭，也来保护我们的家庭。
When, you know, even before my daughter was born, I already, you know, you already start to worry.
当我的女儿在生出来之前，我们就开始担心。
Worry is, I think, just a very fundamental.Sentiment that parents have.
担心好像是每一个父母天生俱来一直有的一种感情。
During the pregnancy, you're just wondering, is the pregnancy going well? Is the baby healthy?
在怀孕当中，我就会父母就会开始担心的小孩是不是健康。
Right. Does she have any genetic related diseases?
这个婴孩是不是有什么？基因层面上的疾病。
When it's nearing the delivery date, is the head moving toward the bottom?
当要出生的时候，小孩的头是往下吗？
Right, so there's all these worries that and things that parents can be anxious about.
这些担心就会使父母都非常的焦虑。
And that's mostly just the physical aspect. What about, you know, if they're what about their faith, like in the future?Like we worry about if they can grow up to know God and to have a strong faith in the Lord.
这些担心一部分是在身体上的，另外一部分是在灵性上的。我们也会担心他将来还会在主里吗？他的信心怎么样
？So when we read verse 2, you can see that actually these are very common behaviors that parents may have.
在第二节我们会看到许多父母的所作所为就是这样。
Right? Parents must rise up early.
他们清晨早起。
They have to sit up late.
晚上很晚才睡觉。
Sometimes they eat the bread of sorrows.
他们要吃劳碌得来的饭。
Especially when children are sick.
特别是当小孩生病的时候。
And then I'm sure when they grow older, there's even more problems or issues that parents need to deal with.
当小孩长得更大的时候，就会有更多的问题出现。
And generally speaking, there can be a loss of sleep.
那么缺少睡眠也是非常正常。
So worry is something that is common to parents, and it may often result in these type of physical actions.
因此担心是非常对于父母来说是经常的事情。
Because, and then we realize that humans are also very limited in their role as a parent.
我们也同时注意到人类作为父母的角色来说也经常非常有限。
This April, when we baptized our daughter,
今年的四月，当我们的女儿来受洗的时候
，That week for me was especially like emotional.
那个星期对我来说非常的非常情绪化
，Because I was very glad that she could receive water baptism, she could become a child of the Lord.
当然我非常高兴他能够接受大水的洗礼能够成为主的婴孩。
But also there's so much there's also some worry and anxiety that came with it.
但是同时我有一些焦虑和担心在我心里。
That one, like 15 years from now.
我在想15年之后
or 20 years from now.
或者是20年之后
would she be glad andAlso, very grateful that we baptized her, that we raised her in the Lord.
他这个小孩会很感激，会很高兴，我们在主里把他长大养大吗
？In other words, I was very just thinking about her faith. Is she going to also? Will she be able to really be rooted in her faith in God in Christ?
那么我会担心他将来他的。信仰会扎根吗
？And of course, I will do my best and do my duty.
当然我会做尽我所能，然后会尽我的本分。
But in the end, we realize that we have to trust in God.
但是最终来说，我们要信靠神。
If we do all these things and try our best to parent them, but we don't rely on God, everything will be in vain.
如果我们尽我们的能力来教养这个孩子，可是却没有信靠神，那么最后所做的也是枉然。
So this begins to teach us certain principles in parenting that we should always remember.
在这里，这些经文也教我们一些教养孩子的基本的道理。
The first teaching is implied from verses 1 and 2.
第一个教训是在第一节、第二节中，间接的指示。
Which is that we must trust in the Lord, or else all our labors will be in vain.
这里告诉我们要信靠神，否则我们会枉然劳力。
In these two verses, it repeats in vain three times.
在这里，枉然重复了三次。
And it's a situation we all want to avoid.
这个结果是我们不想看到。
Working so hard, sweating, tears, and yet what you hoped for didn't happen.
我们做了非常多的努力，可是这个结果可能会发生。
So in order to avoid this type of situation, we must trust in the Lord. Let the Lord build the house. Let the Lord watch over the city.
为了要避免这样的结果，我们要信靠神，让神来决定。
We need to trust and rely on Him.
我们要相信，并且要依靠他。
So how do we involve God, the Lord, in our building, in watching over our family?
我们怎么在建造和看守我们家庭的时候， 把神带进来。
I think most fundamentally is to bring the child to the presence of the Lord.
我想最基本的就是要把小孩子带到神面前。
Right, so that God has this opportunity to really build him up and also protect him.
在这里神才有机会可以把他们建造他们保护他们。
So we should, I think Cerritos Church, I think really, from what I remember, does a very good job. They always bring the young children, the children to the church, to the presence of God.
在喜乐都教会，我看到总是把小孩带到的我们教会当中来带到神面前。
And this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Let's put a bookmark here and let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来把放一个书签在这里，然后看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4. Let's read verse 11.
以弗所书四章十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
以弗所书四章十一节。
And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12.
第十二节。
For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。十二。为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Let's jump to verse 16.
我们来看十六节。
Verse 16. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by whatever every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
十六，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其职。按着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Here Paul is talking about certain workers that are in the church.
在这里保罗来提到教会当中的一些工人。
And also talks about how every member of the body has a role in the church.
也来提到教会当中的信徒有在教会当中有自己的角色。
And、the verb I want to emphasize in these verses is the verb edifying of the body.、
在其中、我要、提到的是、彼此相助。
For example, verse 12 right, says, for the edifying of the body of Christ.、
在、十二中要成全圣徒。
Edify 就是造就吗？
要造就。
Right. Or verse 16 too says the last part says causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
要在在爱中造就自己。
造就 right. So.We often use the word edify.
我们经常使用造就。
But where does this word come from?
这个词是从哪里而来？
Actually, it comes from construction.
这个词是从建筑中的。
Right. Just like how sometimes buildings in English is another name, like an edifice. Right? So, like edifying is actually talking about building something up so that it can be complete.
造就就是说把一个建筑把它从无到有，从小到大。
So in Psalm 127 it says, unless the Lord builds the house.
所以诗篇说，若非神建造房屋。
Right. How do we allow the Lord to build up our families, build out this house?
我们怎么让神来建造我们的家庭？
Well, from here we see, if we are often in the company of the church,Actually, there's workers, there's also brothers and sisters in the church that edify the body, that build up each and every one of us, including our children.
我们看看教会当中，我们有教会的工人，还有信徒，这些人一起把教会成长建造起来。
So there's this phrase where You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child.
在有一个说法是要使用一个村子来带领一个小孩长大。
So, and it's true, and this village that we have is the church.
在这里的村子就像是我们的教会一样。
Let's also turn to 1 Kings chapter 9.
我们来看列王记上第九章。
1 Kings chapter 9.
列王记上第九章
First Kings chapter 9 verses 3 and 4.
列王记上第九章第三第四节
First Kings chapter 9 verses 3 and 4.
列王记上第九章第三第四节
And the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me. I have consecrated this house which you havebuilt to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Let's just read verse 3.
我们来看就第三节，对他说，你向我所祷告祈求的我都应允了，我已将你所建这殿分别为圣，使我的名永远在其中，我的眼我的心也必常在那里。
This is the word of the Lord that came to King Solomon after he dedicated the temple.
这个是在所罗门王把他的殿把他的殿献给神之后神的回复。
And God said, I have heard your prayer. I also accept this dedication of the temple.
神对他说，我听到你的祷告，也接受你的献堂。
And then in the last part of verse 3, it's very interesting.
在这一个第三节的后半部分很有意思。
It says, and my eyes and my heart will be there forever, perpetually.
这里说我的眼我的心也必藏在那里。
So we also want our children to be protected and watched over by God, just like that city is to be guarded.
我们就像那个城池被神所保护一样，我们也希望我们的孩子能够被神保护。
So when we constantly bring our children to the temple, to the presence of God, to the church, it says God's eyes and heart are always there.
当我们把孩子带到教会的时候，神的眼和神的心也在那个教会。
So not only his eyes, but his heart too.
不光是他的眼，还有他的心。
And when something is in a person's heart, he wants to protect it. He wants to take care of it.
当那个东西在某人的心当中，他就要保护这个东西。
So, how can we let the Lord build our house, build our and watch over the city? Most fundamentally, is bring our family, our children to the church.
我们怎么让神建造我们的家来保护的我们的家？最基本的就是要把我们的家带到神面前。
And then also in the home to build up a family altar.
同时也在我们家里建筑家庭祭坛。
To worship God as a family, also apart from the church, like at home during the weekdays.
在家庭建筑家庭祭坛，就是在我们家里，我们不是在周间当中，也能够崇拜神。
So in this interaction, you can instill Christian values and God's principles in their daily life.
在这样的互动当中，也可以把基督徒的的观念来放入小孩子的心中。
And often in a way that's specifically tailored to their needs and whatever they're experiencing at that time.
这样我们也可以根据他们的需要，把神的道理放入他的心中。
Let's turn back to Psalm 127.
我们回到诗篇127篇。
Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇。
Let's go back to verse 3.
看第三节。
Verse 3 tells us, Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward.
这里说儿女是神所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所赐的赏赐。
This is another principle that this psalm teaches us for parents.
这也是在这里这一个诗篇给我们的另外一个教训。
Here, children are described as a heritage from the Lord.
在这里提到儿女是神所赐的产业。
Heritage is like inheritance.
这个所产业就像是遗产。
It's like a gift.
或者是一个礼物。
And the original owner is our God, the Lord.
这个原先的主人就是神。
So as parents, we need to have the mentality that, you know, this is from God. This is God's gift.
作为父母的心态是儿女是从神而来，是神的所赐的。
And ultimately, as parents, we need to be accountable to the one who gave us this inheritance.
因此父母作为接受神所赐的礼物的这个受托所托的人，我们要可靠。So
it is with this type of mindset and mentality, then we know how we should approach, better help us to know what to, how to be a good parent. Right?
我们要用这种心态来作为父母。
Because we know these children are not only ours, it's also God's. Right?
因为这个儿女不只是我们父母的，而且是神的。
So in that sense, we don't only instill our ambitions, our values upon them. Right?
因此我们就不只向他灌输我们的思想。
Right? Of course, every parent wants their child to be healthy, to be successful.
当然，所有的父母都希望儿女能够成功。
But sometimes we may pursue and instill like the pursuit of success to a point where it's over their pursuit of faith and their relationship with God.
有些父母会灌输一些思想，让小孩子追求。 世上的成功多于追求神的信心。
So of course, we should tell our children to be good students, try their best, right? No problem.
当然，我们会叫小孩当一个好学生，尽他的力。
But let's not neglect their spiritual life either, and instill the value of pursuing and growing their spiritual life.
但是，我们也不应该忽略他们的属灵的方面。And
so this is something where we really need to examine and weigh, like. What kind of values are we projecting onto our children? Is it godly?
我们也要经常来思想我们向小孩子传送的价值观，是不是符合神的旨意？
Right, like we know that attending church services on Sabbath, we know that even having fellowship with their brothers and sisters is important.
我们向他说明，在圣安息日来到教会。 或者和弟兄姐妹团契是很重要的。So
it's good to encourage them to continue to be with their church peers, right? And sometimes not to just focus on like their violin, their piano, the SATs, things like that.
我们要提醒他们和教会的同伴在一起是很重要的，而不只是在学习或者在音乐上。
Even skipping Sabbath to do those things, that's something that we should not be doing, right?
或者是来去在圣安息日不参加教会，然后去参加别的活动。
And then in our life and our lifestyle, what is the value of our lives too? What do we show them in our daily lives?
同时，我们要注意我们在我们生活中所表现的所作所为。
Right? Are we often reminding them to pray for different members in the church?
我们有为教会其他人祷告代祷吗？
And then even remind our children to pray for them.
甚至是提醒我们的小孩为教会其他同龄祷告。
Or do we spend our free time to go and show care and love for members who may need some more attention?
当我们有时间的时候，我们是不是向别的同龄表示我们的爱心？
To make calls and visit them, help them wherever we can.
去访问他们或者打电话去和他们联络。
Our life will project a value to the children.
我们的生活方式就会来告诉小孩们我们的价值观。
And the children will learn and pick things up.
小孩子们就会从当中学习。
So very fundamentally is that we must set a good example for them.
因此非常基本和重要的就是我们要作为好的榜样。
These children are from the Lord. We must raise them in the Lord.
这些孩子是从神而来，我们要把他们在主里把他们养大。
And not in these values that we may have picked up from the world.
而不是在我们世上的价值观。
Let's now continue to read Psalm 127.
我们来继续读诗篇127篇。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
少年时所生的儿女好像勇士手中的剑。
Right. Verse 5.
第五节。
Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them.
剑带充满的人变为有福。
Here in these two verses, the Solomon, the psalmist, he is using the imagery of arrows, bow and arrow.
在这里作诗的人用剑来作为比喻。
And this arrow refers to the children.
这个剑就比喻成儿女。
And this also gives us a nice visual to think about how we should raise our children.
这个比喻也给我们一个很好的想象，来了解怎么来养育儿女。
We know that an arrow, in order to be effective, it has to be straight.
我们知道箭要有效，必须是直的。
Otherwise, once it takes off in flight, it's going to go in a different direction.
如果箭不是直的，但射出去之后，它就会弯掉。
So of course.The children that we raise also need to be straight and upright.
所以当这些儿女我们养儿育女的时候也需要让他们正直。
Not crooked.
不要弯曲。
And spiritually speaking, this means that they also are righteous, right? And moral, upright people.
从灵性上看他们必须是正直和有公义心的。
Tell them very clearly what is right, what is the way of the Lord, and what is wrong.
我们要很明确地告诉他在主里什么是对，什么是错。
Of course, all of us, our children included, will have sinful nature.
当然每一个孩子在心里都有罪性。
Right, but while our children are young, and while we still have the opportunity, we need to really make the principles of God clear with them.
当小孩子还小的时候，我们要把神的道理很清楚地告诉他们。
The next thing we think about when we think about an arrow is that it must be sharp.
作为箭，我们可以想到的也是它必须要很尖。
Otherwise, even if it hits its target, it will not be effective.
否则即使这个箭飞到目标的时候，也不能有效。
So, In the Bible, when it talks about being sharp, this can refer to like the Word of God.
在圣经当中，尖也表示说是有带着神的道理。
In the book of Hebrews, it talks about how the Word of God is like a double-edged sword.
在希伯来书说神的道理就像一个双刃剑。
And so sharp it can cut through your bone and marrow and into the depths of our heart.
这个剑非常的尖，它可以刺入人的骨头。
So our children also should be knowledgeable and filled with the words of God.
因此，我们的儿女要充满神的道理。
Now, my daughter is still quite young. Right?
我的孩子还很小。
Right? But in the future, of course, when she can understand things, of course, you know, and when we get together as a family.Of course, we will teach her the Bible and pray together.
当她长大一些的时候，我们就会有机会教她很多圣经的道理。
If she runs into a situation where actually it's a very good situation to teach about a Bible verse or a principle in the Bible, then of course we will also share that with her.
当他碰上一些事情的时候，我们会抓住那个机会，给他一个很好的教训。
And then in the future, she can also be very useful for God.
在将来，他也可以做在教会中很有用的人。
And then she can know also what it means to believe in Jesus.
他也会来理解信靠神的意思。
And the basic teachings, the basic doctrines in the Bible.
神的教会的基本教义。
So that she can also be used to maybe to share the gospel with other people to also help brothers and sisters in the church.
将来他也可以向别人宣讲神的道理。
Another aspect of an arrow is that it doesn't shoot itself, but it is shot by an archer.
作为箭的另外一个特性就是它不会自己飞，而是必须被人弹出去。
So it's talking about how it must submit to the archer.
因此这个箭必须服从那个弓。
And this actually teaches a very important concept of how we raise our children too.
这里也给我们一个非常好的教训。
Right, this archer refers to God.
这个弓就是指神。
Often we will ask children, like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
我们经常问小孩，你将来长大你想做什么？
And this is a very common type of question, right?
这个非常常见。
And it's fine for kids to dream and have ambitions.
让小朋友有很多梦想，是有很多雄心壮志是很好。
But ultimately, we must also remember, we are the creations of God.
但是我们要了解，我们最终还是神的创造。
Right, including our child.
包括我们的儿女。
And God has a purpose for every one of us.
神对每一个人都有他的目的。
So maybe a better question to ask is, what do you think God wants you to do when you grow up?
也许一个更好的问题是，你觉得神希望你成为什么样的人？
Right. The previous question, it assumes that you are the master of your own life.
第一个问题是假设你是你生命的主宰。
What do you want to be when you grow up?I want to do this, so I'm going to do this.
你希望你长大做什么？那么我你希望做这个做那个。
But the second question, it assumes that we have a master, not ourselves.
但是第二个问题假设我们有另外一个主宰。
God is our Lord.
神是我们的主。
What does God want me to do when I grow up?
神在我们长大之后希望我们做什么？
And to guide our children to think in that direction.
这个问题也可以引导儿女小朋友去用另外一个方式来想。
Right, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
以弗所书二章十节。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand.That we should walk in them.
第十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Right. We all are the workmanship of God.
我们都是神的工作。
Right. And just like how humans create different objects for a certain purpose, God has also created us for His purpose.
就像人类造了许多工具来做不同的事，神也造了我们。
And so we should also remind ourselves and our children, what are these good works that God has prepared for us to be doing?
我们要经常提醒我们自己和我们的孩子，神希望我们做什么样的工。
So that we can walk in them and then fulfill God's our Creator's purpose.
这样我们就可以按着神的带领来我们的创造主的带领。
So let's now turn back to Psalm 127.
我们回到127篇诗篇。
Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate.
箭袋充满的人变为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候必不至于羞愧。
Indeed, if a man is blessed with many children, and these children are these, you know, these arrows, like really molded in God's way, right? This is a very blessed person.
当一个父母有许多孩子，这些孩子都按着神的形象被造就成为神的箭。
Right, and they will not be ashamed.
他们就不至于羞愧。
And not only they won't be ashamed, they won't have to worry.
他们不止不至于羞愧，而且不需要担心。
The children grow up, and God is with them.
当小孩长大的时候，神与他们同在。
There's no need to rise up early, to sit up late.
这样他们不必清早早起，夜间安息。
To eat the bread of sorrows.
吃劳碌得来的饭。
Because they sleep very well.
因为他们安然睡觉。
So, you know, you can see that the quiver now is full of these arrows.
这时候我们看到箭袋充满。
Right, so the children are older.
小孩子们都长大。
And we will not be ashamed in the presence of God.
我们在神面前不至于羞愧。
And we can also overcome our enemies.
我们也能够在仇敌面前克服这些仇敌。
So this psalm is a very wonderful encouragement to myself.
所以这首这个诗篇对我来说是一个非常美好的鼓励。
Still many many years to go.
对我来说还有非常长的日子。
And of course I have my worries still. Right?
我心中当然还有一些忧虑。
But I will trust in the Lord.
但是我要信靠神。
And let us also do the same.
我们也每个人都这样做。
Let us realize our limitations.
让我们都回想我们的不足。
Right. Trust the Lord. Bring them to His presence.
我们要信靠神，把孩子带到神面前。
Remember that these are God's inheritance, that we should instill God's values in them.
我们要了解他们是神所赐的产业，我们要把神的道理灌输到他们心中。
Finally, raise them to be useful to the Lord, like arrows.
然后我们要教导他们作为神有用的人。
May God help us and watch over and build up our next generation.
也求神保守我们，也看守我们教会的下一代。
Let's now sing hymn number 376.